welcome back to AIMP Nashville Pubcast listeners. It's your host, Tim Hunzie. I have an exciting one for you today. My guest is Nikki Sands, the CEO and founder of Gigs. It is a platform to help you find gigs, particularly in the live space. Beyond talking about her platform, her story is just so inspiring. We get into the challenges you face as an entrepreneur. I think you're really going to get a lot out of it today. I know it's a little different than our normal conversations, but buckle up and enjoy the ride. Welcome back, AIMP Pubcast listeners. This is your host, Tim Hunzie, and I am really excited today to be sitting with my guest, Nikki Sands. Nikki is the CEO and founder of Gigs, which is an amazing platform I have learned about over the past year, and it's a little different, a little pivot for what we usually do, usually talking about all things music publishing, songwriters, creatives, but as many of my listeners know, I came up as a musician playing in bands. And when I heard of your amazing platform, Nikki, I was like, I got to have her on the podcast. So welcome. And I'm excited to sit and chat with you today.
Honored to know you. Honored to be here. Thank you. And, you know, I was in the creative world. And so now I'm running a tech company. It's definitely not what I planned, but we are supporting all the creatives and all the crew. So thank you.
Well, I can't wait to get into it, but let's just get started at the beginning. Tell us a little bit about your background. As you said, you started the creative. What kind of led you to where you're at now?
Totally. Yeah. So I moved to Nashville 7 years ago knowing I want to be on a tour. How do I get on a tour? And so no one tells you how to do it because you just got to know the right guy or girl. So I just was basically working any gig I could with being a production runner, working at recording studios, working corporate events, got in with sports and anything. After about 5 months, I met the right people to get me on tour with Eric Church. And I was doing dressing rooms and eventually made my way up to production assistant and hopped to a bunch of different tours. And after COVID, after going back out on the road and realizing, oh, I don't think I like this life anymore, I was figuring out my next move and I was staffing tours. And that's when it hit me of, okay, it is so hard to find your next gig and to continually keep finding your next gig. And it's actually harder to keep finding good talent and to keep staffing the right people because everything is word of mouth or on Facebook. You can't post these jobs on LinkedIn or Indeed. Everything is behind the scenes. It's who you know. How come we haven't come into the 21st century with this industry? So started this tech company 3 years ago. Gigs as the LinkedIn for our industry, a vetted private platform for people backstage, for crew. We're starting with concerts and corporate events, festivals, and then next year we'll go into TV and film and sports, really just all live production to get jobs, to network, connect. We have mentorship programs. And after a year since launching now, we have over 26,000 people that have signed up and over 1,000 companies already.
Whoa, that is a lot. Did you see yourself or envision yourself as an entrepreneur, or is it just something that sort of struck out? I mean, I think anybody that does what we do, you're always somewhat of an entrepreneur, because yes, if you're a band person or you do, you have to promote yourself, which is being an entrepreneur. But not seeing that, like, what were some first steps? I'm such a nerdy business guy. I love, like, well, how did you start? You have concept. How did you now grow this to what it is? What were the early steps to put this together?
Totally. Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, I always wanted to just be a tour manager forever. Actually, during COVID, I was tour managing an author, a cookbook author, who actually had a restaurant and a farm. And so through COVID, I ended up helping run the farm and the restaurant. And so I kind of got, and I studied business in college. So this stuff really does kind of itch something in my brain. I really enjoy it. But I had this idea. I was like, I want to do it. Let's just put all my money that I've saved over the years into it. Let's just go all in and be insane. So I went, my first step was with the Entrepreneur Center in Nashville. And if anything, they just are somewhat of a home of like, hey, you have an idea? Well, we have resources. We can connect you. Here are some mentors. So I met with the most mentors, I think, on record for anyone who's signed up with them. Just to understand, okay, first I need to build a business model. I used a book for this. I did this before ChatGPT was a thing. And so I'm so upset I had to use a book for this. And then I actually started focus groups. So Ryan Wepley out at Red Light Management, he was like, I've been trying to build this for years. Yes. And he helped get just incredible players in the touring industry in one room to pick apart this idea and tell me what's good, what's bad, what's not going to work, what could work. I had multiple of those. And then I also started a wait list. So I was figuring, all right, you need letters of intent. I need big production companies. I need Red Light Management. I need Live Nation AEG to sign a letter of intent that they're going to want to use this. I need proof. And so I figure a wait list of professionals that want to use this. So I went on Facebook. This is where everyone in the touring industry is. I went on Facebook. I went into all the 60 groups I'm a part of. I messaged 100 people every day because that's the max on Facebook. 100 people every single day saying, hey, I'm Nikki. Here's my idea. If you're interested, check it out and join the wait list. And we're building it. I friended everyone as well. So over the course of a year of doing this every single day, I not only got a wait list of 1,000 people, but I also then had hundreds of mutual friends with like everyone in this industry. So everyone kind of thinks that they know me, but they don't. I just kind of am insane and friending people. So I get this wait list. I then, well, we go into the not so fun part. I got a tech company based out of Poland that ultimately didn't build a site and took almost all my money. And then I went with a different web company that didn't finish the site and took all of my money. So then I was broke. I didn't have a product. And incredibly, I mean, I could have just quit right then because we had nothing to show and I owed a lot of people money and it was just my total rock bottom. And I'm like, nope, this is going. So I ended up learning how to raise capital from investors. And to date, we've raised $850,000 from 28 angel investors. And all of these angels are, you know, tour managers, production managers, other founders of music tech companies, people that really get it. And it's kind of nice to have, they're all mentors in some way too, because they just totally get the industry or entrepreneurship. So really blessed to have them, have built a team now at this point. A lot of bumps along the way. I mean, the day that we launched in 2023, the whole site crashed. So,
oh no.
Yeah, I mean, it's just been one thing after the next, but now, you know, we're about to break even in the next couple months, hit net positive. We have just such a rock star team, and we're launching new products constantly. We just launched a mentor masterclass, and then we're having events so far just in Nashville, but I'm excited to have them in the major markets the rest of this year. And yeah, lots of things coming.
You've had to build quite a team, especially vetting everybody individually. That's like going through resumes, checking references. Do you have a team or do you do a lot of this yourself? My guess is probably not, but maybe there, some.
Yeah, it used to be me for a while. There's an application on Gigs, actually, that, again, we're just looking for that for experience. We're going to be coming out with more of like a Gigs Verified where we are checking those references and to put you in that special pool of people. But again, it's tough to, I mean, so many people want like basically like an Uber rating or how can you rate employers? Can employers rate professionals? But we don't want to hurt anyone's chances of actually getting hired. But it would be good to know if that company didn't pay you on time, or it would be good to know if that guy lost his mind and beat up a stagehand. Like, I don't know. It's a constant conversation that we're having as a team and with our community of how word of mouth do we want this to be? I think the word of mouth that we're going towards first is connections. So, you know, if you go on, or I feel like the music industry is like Facebook and Instagram. You go on Instagram and you see who is our mutuals in our Instagram. Oh, no way. You know this guy. Great. How can Gigs mimic that of like the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, where you can kind of see a Gigs web where Tim, you know, Scott and I are incredibly close. We're just one person away from each other. How cool is that? So if we're building the tech so that we can really build out a web like that and ultimately connect this whole industry. There are too many good quality people that don't know each other because they just don't know each other.
If you aren't familiar with what all happens on the road, if you heard Nikki just list off about 10 different things that happen that are all part of one show, all these things have to happen. All these people have to get hired. Now, this is what it takes, particularly we're talking about at the moment, larger shows, not just a, but even a small club show, you still have to have a sound guy, usually a lighting director. You got the area. You've a lot of times you've got the meet and greets. You got all the things. So all that takes organization and knowing. And yes, I have had to put bands together still. You know, we work in artist development. You got a young artist and they're new and you're just trying to learn and teach them. So this is a great opportunity for them to be able to go find people as well. Now, I'm saying that, do you have artists coming to this as well, or is it generally management, or what level is generally on the user side coming to find the people?
Yeah, that's a great question. We have, so this is, there are a few tools out there for artists, musicians, and I do figure that that level of art is true word of mouth. It is true. It's a whole different level. It's hard to put art into tech. And so gigs is really catered for crew. Then again, we have plenty of musicians get hired for tours. So we've had backup vocalists, utility players, guitar players, drummers get hired through gigs. So I totally encourage any musician, DJ, MC, I mean, anyone could sign up for gigs. If you are a musician and you are hiring, you're looking for that first TM, or you're looking for TM who also sells merch and also can drive the van and also does production and sound, then, you know, you come to gigs for that. We have people of all different skill levels, people looking for that first gig and then also looking, you know, for their 100th gig. And so, I mean, it really is how you use the site best. So as an employer, you sign up, you subscribe, and you can post unlimited jobs. You can post anonymously. So here's the deal about, say you're on a tour with someone who is not doing the job. It's, they got to go. How do you first of all fill that role? Because it's all word of mouth. That guy is going to find out that he's getting fired. So you can post anonymously saying, hey, you're looking for a new LD. You hire them. Then you can, so there's, you know, little ways, but also in general, posting jobs for touring, non-touring. We've had day-to-day managers and artist managers get hired on gigs, people working in labels, truly all areas of the music industry get hired on gigs. And then they have access to our whole pro search, which is the whole database. So you can search by job title, by years of experience and location. So if you're looking for a makeup artist or a audio engineer or a rigger based in the middle of nowhere, Colorado, you post it there, you search on our database there, and you have a whole list of people pop up and you contact them directly.
So let's go back to just talking about you a little bit. What was one of the your biggest successes or first win that was maybe, or that moment of validation that made you think, man, this is going to work. My idea is coming together.
I think reaching 1,000 people on a wait list was, okay, hey, the industry wants this. To having these focus groups and being validated, that was huge. Because if people were saying, nah, kind of the way we're doing it is just going to work fine, I wouldn't have put everything in my whole life into this. But man, when we filled our first job, when we filled an artist, a day-to-day artist manager for Red Light, that was a, okay, this is not just a touring site. This is not just for people that are hopping on a bus. This is for real full-time positions as well. And when we expanded into corporate gigs and installations and festivals, I mean, whenever we fill a job, we try to contact who got the job and like, how'd it go? Did you enjoy your experience? How's it going? It's just, there's so much joy there. So yeah, anytime gigs does exactly what it's supposed to do, which is get someone a job, absolute success. We all celebrate. We have this like little mini portable car salesman balloon thing that whenever we make a sale or whenever we have a win, we all get on Zoom and we we just let them fly. And it's just so fun.
Got to celebrate the wins. And on that, one of my questions was, is there a particular success story from a user that really stuck out to you that meant something to you?
Man, I really should. I love this because I really should be thinking of all these. I think one of my favorite is with this day-to-day manager that got hired, who actually ended up, now he's using gigs as an employer to now staff a tour that he's now managing this band. I mean, it's like, okay, the full life cycle of gigs. How it was originally intended was for any professional to be able to post jobs. Because when I was a PA for Eric Church, like maybe we would need a specific number of runners, or maybe I would need to hire someone. So I was not only looking for gigs, but I was also hiring. So, I mean, I love how someone can just be a universal gigs user, getting gigs and posting gigs.
In my head, I keep hearing the Army be all you can be, or the, what was the Navy? You want to see the world? You're basically...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Except it's a really cool gig, and it's out on the road. It's the same lifestyle, really, because you never know where you're going to be when you get up.
We're drafting people into the touring. It's kind of the same.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
It is, but it's such a good thing. It is such that it's such a challenge. And funny enough, a member of my church's daughter, he's like, oh, she works for Claire Audio. And I'm like, huh?
Oh, yeah.
She does? And younger, she's been out with Axe from Slipknot to Journey. I think she's going out with Halsey this summer. And I am so stunned and that she's monitor mixer. And but anyway.
At church? I love that.
Well, she's a member. That's how I met her. But I'm like, she is a pro. And I'm like, wow, I did that. It's got to be tough and always, you know, hard to get away from. It's been a male dominated industry on a lot of ends. And I've seen a big growth and you know, expanding that role for women as well that are just killing it. So always applaud that.
Well, and that's another thing of, hey, you're only going to get a gig in this industry if you know somebody. And so what if you don't know the right person to know? And so the goal too with gigs is just equal opportunity. Like, hey, I didn't know that that person existed in that state, but they would be great for this rock tour. You know, you don't have to go hang out at Red Door to meet the right people anymore. You know, hopefully gigs gives you that chance of, hey, at least put your foot in the ring.
Well, we've always said you got to be present to win, but I do see opportunities expanding with, you know, platforms like your own and obviously social media that where you can find amazing talent that may never had a shot before because you couldn't have connected. So I think it's pretty wild. As a guy that's been around for a minute, I'm just in awe of the access and opportunities. If you're willing to hustle, and I say that often on this podcast and anything we do in this business, I'm not the best because there's a lot of life balance people out there. And I'm always like, you got to grind and hustle.
Same. Oh my God. That's me too. But then again, I don't really have a life. So I'm like, well.
Well, there are choices we make, but at certain point.
Choices.
Yeah. And if you're, especially something like this, an undertaking like this that you've taken on, it's going to eat your life. And it'd take a very special relationship. I don't know your personal life, but it, you know, My wife has been with me since the beginning, so like she knew me when I was a poor drummer that was making $7 an hour, and somehow she stayed with me for 30
years. Oh, she loved your heart. And I think if to put work first, well, whenever I speak at colleges or speaking to anyone looking to get in, I'm like, listen, spend your 20s hustling. Just, what are you going to do? Like, this is when you have the most energy and no money. Just freaking spend your 20s hustling, proving yourself, and then you'll be able to say no to work. And that's where you need to be. That's the happy place of being able to say no to work because you've done such a good job of expanding your network and working so hard. But also, if your life is a lot of work, like my church, my faith is definitely what grounds me. And whenever I'm like, oh, wow, I haven't left my office in days or whatever it is, just having my Bible study or, you know, every Sunday to be like, life is good.
Sounds like you have some great mentors. I love my mentors, but I have like my kitchen table or my kitchen cabinet group. Mm-hmm. The ones that I know, like if I'm losing it, they're the ones that are going to help me. You know, they're not necessarily telling me what to do, but they're the ones that'll question me. Is this the right move for me? I mean, I can walk through anything, my fears, you know, I'll share all of it. So important to find those people in your life.
And use them like that. I figure this is my MBA. This is my education. I don't need to go to business school because I have the greatest mentors that I come to. And, you know, also trying to self-educate and throw everything at the wall, see what sticks. But I mean, Scott Welch has been such, I love that that's our mutual here. And man, what he's taught me in just entrepreneurship, in sales, in marketing in this world. So yeah, having those few mentors. And that is another thing I tell college kids. I'm like, if you can't tell me 5 mentors in your life right now, you got to go find some mentors. You got to go actually think about people that you want to mimic their lives or certain aspects that you look up to and you want to become. Because then if you think about yourself too much, like you're doing everything wrong.
I agree wholeheartedly. I would say find people that have something that you want, you know, be attracted to like-minded people, but be attracted to some other ones. But yes, I've always said, and being an interviewer and having a podcast now, most of us that are have experience in the world, because I love the mentor. I have a number of people that call me, which I love, and I reach out to myself. But we like to talk about ourselves, and if we will generally take a cup of coffee with somebody and let them pick our brain, because again, I am definitely of the world that this is an entrepreneurial business, but it is a it's an apprenticeship. Like, I learned what I do by other people. I did go to school for it. I know Belmont does a good job, but the real nuts and bolts of what we do, I have learned so much from others. And you must, as you go to me, and I do say must, it's not an option to me, that you give back to your community to make sure this community is taken care of, because it's a very delicate, beautiful, especially specifically, even though we travel the world, here in Nashville, as it's growing, we have this thriving creative community that the only reason people love, well, not the only, one of the big reasons is that community. And we ought to take care of it. And the way you do that is by acknowledging that and giving back. So I appreciate that you're also educating, because that's a huge part of it, to really get these next level, the next group ready for what's coming up. So I think that's awesome.
Well, and I think what you did for your friends, kid, of like, hey, let me introduce you to all these great people. That is, I mean, he just got the most insane masterclass. So that was so kind of you, but you can't do that to everybody. And that was something that I was starting to get frustrated by. Like, I was barely in the industry and everyone's like, I want to work in concerts. How do I do it? And I didn't have a resource to give them. I couldn't say, I was like, well, join this Facebook group and, you know, meet that person. But I didn't have time to make the intro. So now, if anyone's asking, how do I get in the industry? Just tell them to go to gigs, because we got resources. And same with employers. Like, hey, you know, you get that text. Hey, you got any sound guys? You got any video guys? Hey, you know anyone that's in town that's free? And it's like, hey, just go to gigs, okay? I don't have time for this right now. That would always just drive me crazy. So now there's a place you can send people.
The AIMP Nashville Pubcast is hosted by yours truly, Tim Hunzi. Producer Brandon Harrington, mixing and editing by Casey Porter. And this has been a Dime Collective production.